Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our short episode. We break down what's going on in business and marketing and life, and then we still have our other episodes later in the week. And there's a lot going on this week, so what is actually going on? So I would say the biggest new thing in terms of content that I think business marketers and consumer marketers really need to lock in on and check out is this idea of basically soap operas, these mini soap operas on TikTok and soon to be Instagram. I know for a lot of you, especially the business marketers out there, you're like, I don't care about TikTok, soap operas, this is ridiculous. But no, this is coming to B2B really, really fast. So what happened was back in January, TikTok launched something called Pine, P-I-N-E, drama. And basically it's this, it was this separate app, but now it's bleeding over into everything where it was these micro little dramas that they were releasing. Like they released High School Musical, the entire musical, and they broke it up into 60 to 90 second clips. And you would just watch one after another, after another. And then with the success of all this, they started releasing these other actual dramas as if they were like real shows, but just in 60 and 90 second clips. And you just have to flip to the next one and flip to the next one. Their top three dramas now that they released have gotten over 100 million views. And Deloitte, you know, the big accounting firm, they now predict what this category is called. It's called micro dramas will generate $7.8 billion in revenue in just this year alone. Why does this matter? Because what we are moving from is basically we move from long form content to short form content, but now we're taking long form content, turning it into this serialized short form content, and it's getting views and it's getting people sucked in with these cliffhangers and stuff. So for B2B marketers who think this is a consumer play, think about your content and serializing that and doing that on LinkedIn, for example, all right, or doing that on YouTube Shorts or doing that on Instagram. This idea of short form serialized content is exploding. And the more people get trained on doing it on TikTok, the more it's going to bleed over into every other category. So you haven't checked out these micro dramas, you need to do that because this is the hottest thing right now. Some other really interesting data that came out this week from World Data Research, which is a question that always comes up with my agency a lot, which is about how many offers should you have in an email? You know, we have all this stuff we want to promote. We want to promote this discount, or we want to promote this demo or this ridiculous piece of content that nobody cares about. And everybody wants to shove in, okay, into their emails, all the different stuff, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about what it is that you're promoting. You need to lock in on one offer. Now the data supports it. Okay, here's the stats. When there are three or more destination links in an email, the primary hero offer receives 50% fewer clicks. What does that mean? When somebody opens up an email, and there are links taking them different places. Oh, this product, this demo, this content guide, this webinar registration, where there are three or more destinations. And the same thing for consumer. Oh, new pants over here, new jacket over here, new discount over here, our VIP list over here. When there are three or more destination links in an email, that big hero email, that big hero image, the big hero thing that you're trying to promote will get 50% fewer clicks. And here's the deal. When you press send on that email, you are hoping something happens. You're like, I really hope people consume this one offer. That is the goal when you hit send, or at least it should be. So when you have all this other stuff in there, it's just sucking away the ability for that thing to occur. So I know you have a lot to say. I know that you have a lot to share and a lot to promote, but just you can't do it in every single email. It just won't work. So ridiculous stuff that's going on out there. I don't know if you saw this, but Mondelez, they own all these different cookies and different consumer category products and stuff. They just announced that they're releasing the Oreo cream egg cookie. And this is a combination of two of their brands, the Oreo cookie and the cream egg. And they're making it into one thing, and it's being promoted as the Nepo cookie, which is, I like that. It's kind of like, you know, on brand in terms of what's going on the planet. It's very on trend because it's basically two brands. They're the parent company, quote unquote, and this is their Nepo cookie, which I like a lot. So I'm down for funny stuff like that. But it got me, of course, thinking about Nepo babies. You know, Nepo baby is basically when you got like some famous parents and then the kid goes out there and tries to be famous too. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like Hailey Bieber, she kind of crushed it. Hailey Bieber married to Justin Bieber. Her dad is Stephen Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers. So she did really good, right? Dakota Johnson, that's the actress. She's from, what's her face? Meg, I forgot her name. And Don Johnson. And you got like Kendall Jenner. But then you got other ones that kind of like, I don't know, a little funky. Another one is Brooklyn Beckham. Brooklyn Beckham is the son of David Beckham and Victoria Beckham. And I don't want to say anything really bad about Brooklyn Beckham. He's a young guy, like in his 20s, whatever. And he's really angry at his parents. They're not talking. And because apparently Victoria Beckham wasn't nice to Brooklyn Beckham, his new wife at the wedding. Now, why do I even bring them up? Because I don't know the whole famous thing. I don't know what Brooklyn Beckham's done to be famous. Not like Hailey Bieber's actually launched like a $1 billion beauty line or whatever. But also he's very much, he keeps saying he wants privacy. He's like, I want privacy. No one should bother me. I'm Brooklyn Beckham, whatever. And then he goes on Instagram and he writes like this ridiculously long letter about all the ways his parents wronged him. And he puts it on Instagram like, dude, if you want to be private, don't do that. What are we doing, people? We got to stop doing that. So anyway, so that bothers me. All right, what else is going on the planet? I don't know. I guess the Olympics are going on. I'm watching the Olympics a lot, apparently, because it's like on every channel on my TV. And it gives me anxiety because I'm looking at these people. They spend 4 years and all they want to do is get to this point. They get to the point. Oh, my God, they're in the Olympics. Amazing. And then they're like in some sort of like race where they're skating really fast or whatever, and they lose by 0.2 seconds, and they don't make the top three. They don't get any medal by 0.2 seconds. How do you process putting all of your life's energy and not making it by 0.2 seconds? This would freak me out. So, I mean, I'm so impressed by them. I'm a disgusting slob, and these people are just incredible human beings, but it does give me anxiety. Why does everything give me anxiety? I don't know. Anyway, all right. Check you later. Wait, the party is not over. Go to jayschwedelson.com because I want to do stuff with you. I want to partner with you. When you click on the button, partner with Jay, you let me know what you got going on. Work with my agency, work with me directly. Get access to all of my free resources at jayschwedelson.com. And I got a book coming out this April. It's called Stupider People Have Done It. And all of the net proceeds are going to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go on Amazon, buy Stupider People Have Done It. That way you can help kick cancer's butt with me. And if this podcast wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, it might have been, leave it a review, follow the show. You are awesome. Go out there and crush it.